warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual and orgasmic. Relax, you'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? It's your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're extra fucking nasty. So today, January 20th, 2017, is the day that Donald Trump has officially been inaugurated into office. If you did not know that, you've been living under a rock. Or maybe you choose to because, let's face it, everybody has been talking about it. People who try to avoid it, it happens. It doesn't matter where you go. You're on the radio, you're watching TV, you're walking down the street, you're having lunch with your girlfriends or your guy friends. The election results is everywhere. I understand that families have been torn. Relationships have been torn. Work relationships have been torn. Faith in America, we're fucking drained. But at the same time, and I've said it in my previous podcast, America, we fucked up as a nation. We fucked up because we sat back and we lazily let this motherfucker in office. And if you're a Trump supporter, I'm sorry. You're not going to get a positive note from me because not just as a woman of color, but a woman who is bisexual and a woman who isn't a part of media, and you are the person that is frequently attacking women and thinking this is socially acceptable. It's time that we stay woke up, people. This man is sick. We have let a sick man go into office. We always complain about how politicians ain't shit, that the government doesn't give a fuck about us. We had that chance and we fucked up. And I thought it was amazing how literally I turned on CNN online. I don't have TV. I don't have cable. And I'm thankful I don't. But anyways, I logged into CNN and I swear to God, I listened and watched for 4.5 minutes and I wanted to vomit. You say that you want to make America great again, but I saw no true representation of America. Okay? And exactly. People who said they voted for Hillary, in actuality, you voted for Trump, or you're one of those assholes that chose not to vote because you said, I don't like either one of the candidates. You could have just voted and just voted the opposite party. This is where you need to fucking read up on your shit and what's going on in the world. I'm serious. Instead of jerking off to porn once in a while, why don't you listen to your favorite porn stars talk about these politicians and what they fucking did to them? We've heard stories about how Donald Trump has sexually harassed women all over the years, for decades. This is not new, but we let, you know, rapists run free who are, I'm sorry, Caucasian, lighter skin complexion, because I'm sorry, today that I saw on the screen, that was not America. I did not see America being represented on the screen. I did not see one female besides Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama as a true woman who stands up for women's rights. I did not see my complexion on the screen. I did not see America today. And I said on my personal Facebook, this has been personally for me, the whitest inauguration I've ever seen. The whitest. And I love how people are commenting on the Instagram. I want to hear from my Periscope people too. But seriously, going back to what's at hand. As a woman of color, as a bisexual woman, I am legit scared for my life for the next 4 years. Planned Parenthood is now in the process of being defunded. Now, there's been mixed signals. There is our national quarters of Planned Parenthood, and then there's international Planned Parenthood. They have now decided to defund immediately Planned Parenthood internationally. So that means women outside of the good old US of A are at risk. Now, here's what happens here at the home base. Yes, we have people who are, you know, anti-abortions, and the first thing they think that Planned Parenthood does is just provide abortions. Planned Parenthood provides a safe haven for women and for men. Here's the other thing. We don't talk about the men who have to go to Planned Parenthood sometimes either. So I'm with you, men who have been sexually abused. Okay? I'm with you, women who have been sexually abused by a loved one. I'm with you, women who had no choice but to make the decision to terminate a fetus. Because one, maybe you did not want to be scarred for the rest of your life of a rape that was not, of a terrible act that wasn't your fault. So let me tell you the true factors of what's going to happen if they define Planned Parenthood, which I have to say, go to PlannedParenthood.org and you can find out where you can, you know, donate, where you can help. Because right now, women, America, we need your help. This is the time that fucking matters. So let me tell you a quick rundown of what's going to happen with Planned Parenthood. Females who use contraception, such as birth control and Plan B, kiss those goodbye. Stock up while you can now. I'm not fucking joking. Stock up when you can and while you can. I know it costs a lot of money sometimes. I know it's a pain in the ass, but you need to stock up on it now. Because what's going to happen is, not only will they defund Planned Parenthood, but the next thing they're going to do, they're going to make it impossible for you, whoever is on a healthcare plan, to buy these contraceptive pills. Here's another thing that's going to happen. With you defunding Planned Parenthood and you're getting rid of the option that a woman can get rid of a fetus, because it is her body, her choice at the end of the day. She is carrying that seed for 9 months. And let's face it, single parenthood, right now it's at its highest. Okay? So anyways, what's gonna happen is we're gonna go back to the golden age of scrambling. And if you don't know what scrambling is, that means when a female will go inside of her uterus and she will literally try to scramble her eggs to try to kill the baby. Now what happens is when you do this and you don't do this properly, you bleed out and you die. So do we really want to see the destruction of our women? Women who basically bring lives into this world. Okay? So that's what's really going to happen. So men out there that, you know, don't want to take care of your child, it's okay. You know what? Because there's going to be a hell of a lot of unwanted babies with your name on it. Okay? There's going to be a hell of a lot more unwanted babies. That's what's going to happen. So again, when you say that this election didn't matter to you, it does matter to you. Because at the end of the day, this is a sexuality podcast. And don't tell me none of you guys don't fuck. And you don't fuck unprotected. And then you're the one that's cramming to the nearest drugstore to go find Plan B. Or you're the one that's telling the woman automatically, oh, you're going to have to go get an abortion. I can't bring a baby into this world. Well, guess what? We brought a fucking evil clown into office, and the people that he chose a part of this cabinet, he's not for you. So kiss it goodbye. Kiss it all goodbye. So like when I say that Planned Parenthood needs you, you need them as much as they need you. I don't want to ever hear someone say that Planned Parenthood doesn't save lives. I don't ever want to hear that from someone's mouth. Okay? And if you are the ones that are telling me, well, I don't know where to find condoms, Planned Parenthood is a great way to start off. Because you know what? They don't ask you any questions. They don't ask questions. They give you the protection that you need. All in people on the Instagram, they're commenting and saying that his cabinets are millionaires. His people are not. The people that we elected into Congress, they're not for you. These are business people at the end of the day. We are just another dollar sign. We are another fucking deal. Did anyone not listen to his speech this morning? It's this same shit over and over and over again. I have not heard once a damn thing that he's going to do for my brothers and sisters in the LGBT community. Okay? Exactly. Condoms aren't free at Planned Parenthood. There is no one going to... My brothers and sisters, we just barely got our civil rights. And I mean that for everyone. People of color, people of the LGBTQ community. We just barely got our civil rights. So now you're telling me we are stepping over 60, 70, 300 years backwards. Because why? You think it's unnatural that a man and a woman and a woman and a woman and a man and a man and a man who was trapped in his own body or her own body thinks that she's a female and knows that she's a female? Because you thought that was unnatural? I'm gonna say one other person, Matthew Shepard. You never heard of Matthew Shepard and you're part of the LGBTQ community. I want you to look up him. Okay, hate crimes because of the fact that we think it's unnatural to see people of the same sex or the same gender. Because again, this is different, this is science, look it up. But are we really going to truly protect people who are different, not part of the church? Not part of what America should be. You keep saying you want to make America great again. Great to what? If we really dig deep into our American history, have we really been the greatest nation? In all honesty, it's been ass backwards since the get-go. And if you think I'm fucking crazy, go back in time. Go read a history book. Watch a documentary, a true documentary. So again, I ask you, make America great again for what? We have a sexist president, and for people who are going to argue with me and say that this man is not sexist, oh, I got evidence. Honey, I got evidence. And it's called I Read. And it's not, you know, I just went on the blogs and I just, you know, I actually did a lot of digging because I didn't want to deliver a special on Inauguration Day, aka Doomsday, and say that this man is a sexist, and he's not. But he claims that he's not. But again, we elected this man. So, okay, let's get into it. You told a woman around the time that you decided to become president, you told a woman that she was far too ugly and no one would vote for her based upon her looks. So, okay, we have these women who run for Congress and yeah, they're not the Betty Pages or they're not the Angelina Jolies, but at the same time, they make a difference. Donald Trump, you've been known for calling women fat, for calling women ugly, for calling a woman out if she's on her period or not. If I'm on my period, that's my business. If I want to tell the world that I'm on my period, then fine, let it be so. It's a natural fucking thing, Donald Trump. Okay? The fact that you might be jerking off in the Oval Office, I think that is more disgusting than a woman bleeding because it's the flow of life. If the woman didn't bleed, you wouldn't be able to impregnate these women, including, you know, the woman that gave birth to your daughter who you secretly said that you wanted to fuck. So again, we say this man is great, but you're talking about having a sexual fantasy with your daughter. Here's another one. Whether we are black or brown or white, we all bleed the same red blood of the patriots. That's what he said today. Has he not looked up what patriotism was and still is? I mean, hell, if you don't read a book, if you're not a history buff, I mean, the evidence is in the books and the writings. I mean, look back at several patriots in America. You deem a person a patriot because why? You killed people of color. Over what? Over land because you were money hungry. So the day that I bleed the same blood as a patriot, I better have a fucking check. I better be in a better situation than I am now. Because we all would think the same thing. And for people that are saying, well, Trump's going to bring in jobs. President Obama actually put us up. Whether, you know, I'm not saying that President Obama was the greatest president. I mean, hell, have we really had a great president that really did everything that we ever wanted in history? Other than the fact that they all knew that civil rights for everyone had to come. Yeah, it took 60 years. But look what Trump did in less than 72 hours. If you go to the White House website right now, the LGBTQ rights, the civil rights of American people, the climate change, as well as disabilities pages are all missing. They're all gone. So if we have a teen that is suicidal, okay, over any matter, or if we have a worker who is getting paid less because they are disabled, where are people gonna go? And yeah, people are gonna be like, well, a lot can happen in 4 days. You know what's gonna happen in 4 days? That man's gonna sign a bill and we're fucked. So while we sit back and relax and say, we put it in the hands of a businessman, a man who knows how to make money. He knows how to make money for himself. He doesn't give shit about you. When you start quoting Bane, and he did quote Bane from Batman. Yes, he quoted Bane today. It's just, man, you people on Periscope are really quiet. I'm gonna talk to you people on the Instagram. This country was made of immigrants, for the most part. It was made on immigrants. Immigrants and murder. That's really what it was. That is America for you. So again, I ask myself, are we great? We could do better. We're the laughingstock right now. Wouldn't be a bit surprised if we have some kind of, oh, I don't know, World War III happening around the corner. Maybe all the dead celebrities in 2016, and no disrespect to them, maybe they all knew that this day was coming and they just said, fuck it, I'm out of here. But again, if you're just now listening, I'm your girl Sapphire. This is Sapphire's Earplay. This is just only part one. I know that I've been going on for like 20 minutes, but this is just part one. I really am gonna talk about more about, again, what sexuality and Trump is really gonna mean to you. And I definitely wanna hear from you. So if you do want to send me a text message right now, you can send me a text to 323-375-4018. I wanna hear from you, hear your thoughts. Of course, don't be shy, drop me a line on either the Instagram live feed or the Periscope feed. Here's some things that we have. Oh no, girl, you're fine, T-Bro. Trump's real quick to bash someone to get ahead. Be the first team to respond to be upset that a celebrity talked about him negatively, and then he wildly inappropriate just, yeah, okay, sorry, I totally fucked that up. But I do get it. Trump is an idiot. He's always the one to not put blame on himself, okay? And you're right. How dare you talk about Meryl Streep? And we'll talk about that when we get back. But it's so funny that Trump always has something smart to say about the women and about the women who technically can beat his ass. Seriously, he has no accountability. Just listen to him. Listen back to all the speeches. Compare him to Hitler all you want, because it's true. Very, very thin-skinned. All right, we'll be right back, taking a pause, and we'll be right back.
I want to let you know about themisfitsnetwork.com. That's themisfitsnetwork.com. You can subscribe to all of our channels under one hub. If you just go to themisfitsnetwork.com, check it out. Sapphire's Earplay is on there. We got Hormones Podcast, Awkward Moments, and one of my personal favorites, Poop Culture. So check out themisfitsnetwork.com. Make sure to also subscribe to them through iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Clamor. All right, back to Sapphire's Earplay. sexy motherfuckers, welcome back to Sapphire's Earplay, the inauguration special, or the doomsday special. I have been drinking. That's some good wine. Okay, so let's get back to it. So in part one, I was trying to explain to everybody about what's really going to happen with Trump being elected president and with the fact that Planned Parenthood is in the loom. So right now, I said that the international program of Planned Parenthood is going to be defunct. And unfortunately, we are kind of in limbo of what's going to happen with Planned Parenthood here in America. But one thing's for sure, they're not on our side. So if you're one of the many people who have used Planned Parenthood for contraceptives, for condoms, to get, you know, checked for STDs, STIs, guess what? It might be gone. So what you can do as an American citizen, you can go to PlannedParenthood.org and you can find out how you can support. Now, for all my females out there, there is the Women's March on Washington going on. And I want to say to all my sisters who are fighting the good fight tomorrow, I want you to be safe. And if you are a sister that wants to, of course you're sisters, but if you're one of the curious that want to support the March on Washington, you can go to womensmarch.com where there are sister marches going around the world. As of 2:45 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, I checked, and 673 different marches will be taking place to support women around the globe in response to the inauguration of Donald Trump. So if you want to go, it is tomorrow. Just check on womensmarch.com for information. You just have to type in your postal code or your national code. I think that's what it's called internationally, but that's how you can find out how you can take part. I'm still on the fence if I myself will be doing the Women's March here in downtown Los Angeles. I only say that only because of the fact that I am nervous. I am very nervous. I have heard of the Trump protests that were going on today in DC, and I saw footage from several different friends of mine who are down there. And I just, as a female, I'm nervous. I am very nervous. And though I'm going with a big crowd, I, for one, know myself in situations like this, and I get very heated when you're talking about not just civil rights, but if you're talking about my rights as a female. You're telling me that my body no longer belongs to my body. And that's why also we are marching. Because I really don't want to have a president who says, you know, I grab him by the pussy and think it's socially acceptable to put females down. What is that telling us? Females who voted for Trump. You sit around on social media all day talking about how you're sick of these men treating you like a bitch. You're tired of, you know, guys slut shaming you, but you voted for a man who is publicly slut shaming women of all races, no matter the sexuality. And yet you guys think he's a god. What does that say? And then the guys who are supporting this, that makes me question you. And I'm not saying that rape has a gender or name, but at the same time, in the social eye, who is responsible for rapes? Men. So you're voting for a man who really doesn't give a shit whether or not a female gets raped. What comes down to it at the end of it is money. It hurts me. It hurts me. And when my family questions me, why do I not want to have children? I right now do not want a child. I do not want a child. I love children with all my heart. And I'm going to get real serious. I never talk about this on my show ever in my life. And I don't share these dark times, but this is also why I do a podcast like this. So in 2013, no, sorry. In 2008, I was in college, a freshman, and I was very promiscuous. This is why I do a show. I share my sexual experiences But at the time, being 18 in college, I wasn't making any money. I was solely just given the money that my parents provided for me. But I got reckless one night. And I still to this day do not remember all of it. But I do know that I had sex with multiple men one night, unprotected. And I kind of put it off to myself because, you know, freshman 10, you always gain 10 pounds in college, they say. Well, guys, I was pregnant. And my grades started slipping. I got heavily into drinking, heavily, you know, smoking. So I would have brought a child into this world who probably would have had problems. And I'm saying to the world right now that you, Donald Trump, have no idea what it's like to be a female, to hide from the world that you had an abortion at such a young age. And I myself, as a female black woman, did not want to be that statistic of the black girl that goes to college and messes it up. So by him and the rest of this country that wants to take away Planned Parenthood and shaming women for being who they are and taking a stand, you're not just hurting the women out there. You're hurting the woman that you kiss every morning. You're hurting your daughters. You're hurting your granddaughters. You're hurting every woman in this world that means something to you. Now, some people ask me, why didn't I want to, you know, just carry the child and, you know, raise it up for adoption? Because I didn't want that. I was the first kid in my family of my generation to go to college. I have my younger cousins looking up to me. I had my older cousins at the time looking at me. And again, I was a messed up girl because I was lost. So when Trump says that women like myself deserve to be punished for what we do, for being too sexual, when these Republicans and these Trump supporters go around saying that you should burn in hell, fuck you. Don't take my rights away as a woman because I did something with my body. I have to live with that. I have to live with that. And I have to say right now, I'm in a positive space and I'm proud for what I have done in my life. I never look back and I say, damn, I should have never done that. But to share my story, to share my struggle of what I had to go through as a 18-year-old lost woman who went to the abortion clinic by herself, lied and said that her boyfriend was in the car. You take that away from a 16-year-old girl, a 9-year-old girl. What does that say? So again, for all the men out there that love to jerk off to porn, and you don't think that as women, you know, have feelings, that we're these sexual deviants, that we're just a pussy that needs to be pounded. I have feelings. So when you go around and you tell me that I'm ugly, I'm not fuckable, again, but then you turn around and you say, I don't want to raise my daughter like that. I don't want a man to talk to my daughter like that. Then don't talk to the woman who you're with at the time and call her a skank and a hoe. If I want to dress, you know, with my ass hanging out, then that's my body, my choice. If I want to walk around with my tits out, I'm not asking to get raped. So when you're asking a woman to simply cover up because she's a slut, when you call them fat, ugly pigs, and you think it's socially fine. But again, people, we're making America great again. You let a sick, perverted man into office who is not going to give a shit about you. It doesn't matter if you're fucking white. It doesn't matter if you're fucking black. But you make it a fucking white and black Mexican thing every goddamn day. Every goddamn day, because you can't let a person of color surpass you. You question a motherfucker of 8 years if he has, you know, documentation that he's a true American citizen. You question a man's presidency because he's solely a black man with the name Hussein Obama. Do we not see the connections here? Go back to the days of Hitler, people. This all happened because a man, a sick man, thought that one supreme race was better than the other. And while Donald Trump is not saying, you know, fuck this person and fuck that person, what do you think he's doing by abolishing everything? You made jokes about gay people, saying, yeah, they can have their marriage rights, but who knows? It's not going to say that their marriages are going to last better than straight marriages. You refuse to call Caitlyn Jenner a woman because you've met her as a man. But again, we elected this asshole. I didn't vote for him. I was trying to do the right thing. Did I really want Hillary? No. Everybody kept asking me, who are you going to vote for? I said, I don't know. But I know at this point, I didn't want Trump. I told people numerous times over and over again that this was going to happen. The time that the Republicans, whatever party, is going to go in there and say that socially this and this and that is socially and morally wrong and it's not the American dream. So fine, you can turn this off because you don't want to hear a woman talk about real shit that happens. But again, the next time that you're having intimate relations with a man or a woman, truly ask yourself, are you going to be responsible the next day? And what would happen? What will you do when it happens, when your rights as a man, as a woman, are taken away from you? We give up our rights with these phones that are connected to the social world. We say that, oh, you know, nothing's ever gonna happen. It's never gonna show up on Facebook. It's never gonna show up on here. All I have to say is, for every racist tweet you've ever written, for every sexist thing you've ever wrote about a woman, and that includes every comment that you leave on your favorite porn stars or your favorite actresses in the way where you would dare say it on the street, ask yourself, are you going to be responsible for it? Because again, clearly we're not responsible and we're too sensitive to handle the rights that we were given. We all know what happened the last 12 hours of 9/11. You ask anybody who was there that day around the world who was alive at that time, the last 12 hours between the hours that it happened and the day before, completely different nation. Well, it's happening now here with this election. So again, when you're getting intimate with your partners, I've said it again and I'll say it again. Communication is the key. Are you going to be responsible? Are you going to take responsibility? What are you going to do if birth control and condoms are no longer just freely given? No questions, nothing asked. What are you going to do when your son comes home and he's beaten up solely because he likes a musical and everybody thinks he's gay now? But there's no protection for gay teens. Because, again, this all might go away in just a few short days. This all might go away. All the protection that we fought for years is going to go away. So when you say it doesn't matter to you, it does matter to you. Do you know if your son or daughter is going to come out the way that you want him to be or her to be? Do you know the spouse that you truly pick is going to be the person that you want them to be? We've learned nothing. We've learned absolutely nothing. And the proof is in the pudding. And for the people who are like, oh, it's going to be so easy to apply for a visa and go. No, it's not. You might have applied, but that doesn't mean you're just automatically going to go. People think like, oh, the day of the inauguration, I'm just going to fly up to Canada and that's it. No, honey boo boo. Like, it's a process. We had a choice and you fucked it up. As a person in media, I'm not really supposed to impose, you know, my political views. I'm supposed to stand in the middle, but I can't stand in the middle and just say that, yeah, there's some good positive outcomes on this. Take away my rights as a woman, go ahead, strip me of that. Okay, strip my rights as a black woman. All right, there we go. Strip my rights as a woman who is black and part of the LGBTQ community. I have nothing. You've taken everything and you have just pissed on it. But again, people like myself, millennials out there watching and listening to this podcast, we know nothing, right? We're not educated. We don't read up on things. We don't take action. We don't take responsibility. Well, we chose the perfect man. We chose the perfect candidate who doesn't take responsibility for anything whatsoever. Okay. I think I've said my piece. I sincerely hope that if you are, you know, if you're out there listening and you truly understand and you're taking at least one thing away from this, I mean, please let me know. Just let me know. Ms. Radio Sapphire on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope. You can email sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. I have nothing else to say. I don't get emotional like this, but it had to be said. So, dear Donald Trump, fuck you. Thank you for ruining. Thank you for ruining America. But you know what? I'll try to be open-minded for the next 4 years. I'll try to be open-minded for the next 4 years. And, you know, if there's somebody out there that thinks I'm completely wrong in what I said today, or it was too boring, or it was too preachy for you, I mean, please come back to me in 4 years and prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. Because at this point, I'm tired. So prove me wrong, America. That's all I'm asking. All right. So remember, guys, Sapphire's Earplay airs every Wednesday on Periscope. I think I'm going to start doing it more on Instagram Live. And remember, you can also download every episode for free of Sapphire's Earplay on themisfitsnetwork.com. And you can follow us at The Misfits Network. You can like us on iTunes. Sapphire's Earplay is connected. If you just type in The Misfits Network, Sapphire's Earplay with an apostrophe S, you can find me. Again, I'm a nice person. I will always talk to you. Come at me correct, and I'll be nice with you. All right? Again, I just wanted to share my story because we don't get to share these stories a lot. And just do yourself a favor. If you know somebody that needs a hug, know that the hug is right here. You got it in a download. I love you guys. I really do. Remember that safe sex is the best hot sex. And ladies, again, take action. If you have a chance to go to the Women's March, if you are open to do it, or just simply show your support for women out there, just go to womensmarch.com for information on where you can go and march on the good fight. Again, also go to PlannedParenthood.org. Check it out. Please read on your facts. That's the problem. We don't read, people. We don't read. So read up on your facts before you start slut shaming and shaming a woman for doing something that is not the easiest job in the world. Okay? So safe sex is the best hot sex. No matter what happens, safe sex is always going to be the hot sex. And don't let somebody take that from you. Don't let someone take your identity from you. Good night, y'all.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.